Panera Bread is dealing with a digital outage. Full-service restaurants in D.C. are slashing jobs. And the pizza business has fallen on hard times. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Joe Guskowski, Senior Editor at RB.
And I'm RB Executive Editor Lisa Jennings. Panera Bread's more than 2,000-unit U.S. system was hit with an unexplained outage of its digital channels over the weekend, which continued into Monday. The fast casual chain's website, app, and in-store kiosks were down, though guests could still order in stores at the register the old-fashioned way. Workers, however, could not access the loyalty program to register points, and guests who said they were members of the Unlimited Sip Club were given free cups. The company did not respond to requests for information, and workers said they had not been given any explanation for the outage.
Full-service restaurants in Washington, D.C. have cut 3,700 jobs since the city started to roll back its tip credit last May, reducing their collective workforce by 12%, according to new federal data. In contrast, limited service places eliminated just 400 jobs, or 1.7% of their labor pool. Industry advocates attribute the steep decline in full-service positions to the gradual elimination of the tip credit, though operators there are also contending with a drop in office occupancies and a sharp rise in fear of violent crime.
The pizza business is in a slump. Same-store sales at major pizza chains have been slow each of the past 2 years as consumers opt for other delivery options. Pizza chains thrived during the pandemic as customers stuck at home ordered a lot of delivery, but as they were able to eat at other restaurants, they opted to do so while more often broadening their spending when they wanted something delivered. The situation presents a more challenging market with two of the country's four largest pizza chains looking for new leadership.
Chick-fil-A is walking back its antibiotic commitments. The chicken sandwich chain said that it would now source only chicken that isn't treated with human antibiotics, a step down from its previous promise to source chicken treated without any antibiotics, a vow it made a decade ago and one that it met in 2019. But the company said the move was necessary to be able to supply its restaurants with enough chicken. The move brings Chick-fil-A closer to many of its fast food competitors, most of which had moved away from chicken treated with human antibiotics.
Seattle might roll back a big wage hike for delivery drivers. The city in January implemented an approximately $26 per hour minimum for workers who deliver for apps like DoorDash and Uber Eats. The apps responded with massive fee increases to offset the higher cost of operations. The result, according to drivers themselves, has been a steep decline in orders and earnings. The city council is reportedly already working on a way to fix the impacts of the law and could make a change within weeks.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Joe Guskowski.
And I'm Lisa Jennings. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.